So let's go south. COVID-19 has caused a major disruption to Queenstown's economy, as well as to thousands of migrant workers who live and work there. I'm joined by Queenstown and Lakes District Mayor Jim Bolts. Hello there.
Good afternoon.
I think last time we chatted, you and I were talking about ways to slow down growth for Queenstown, and I'm really sorry that that has happened, but that it's happened in this way. How are you doing?
Well, that's a distant memory now, and look, for years we have struggled with the speed of growth in the district. Issues like the unavailability of a workforce. We had the lowest unemployment rate in the country, the highest rate of growth of GDP, highest population growth rate. That's all come to a halt, and we're steering at the opposite now.
What is the town like, or the city like, to wander around in?
Well, most parts of New Zealand have tourism as part of their economy. For us, it is our economy. And we have virtually no visitors at the present time. So most businesses, other than cafes, are offering takeaways, obviously, are closed. And they won't reopen until we see some visitor traffic back in the town.
Any silver linings? Any positives to it, or is it pretty grim?
We've moved on from the hand-wringing phase, the woe is me phase, and said, okay, how do we get things back on track? We have made submissions to government over allowing travel under level two, which will at least kickstart some domestic business. Last year, 36% of our visitors were domestic, so we're keen to see them back. We know that Kiwis won't be travelling overseas this year, so great thing. But we're also asking government, and I know they're doing this, to give serious consideration to a trans-Tasman bubble, which would be enormously helpful to us.
And just as you were talking there about domestic travel, I recalled that the Hereford Cattle Conference ended up being a phrase that none of us expected that we would become familiar with, but we heard it every day for a while there. How was that period for you as we discovered that one of the major clusters was based in Queenstown?
Yeah, well, look, we ended up, I think, with the highest infection level of any district in New Zealand. And that's probably not surprising given the number of international visitors we had through the place. The Hereford Conference certainly was a part of that. But look, delighted to say that we haven't had a new case for something like 2 weeks in the district now. And pretty well everyone who was infected is now recovered.
Yeah, and rumours travel fast in a small town too, right? So I imagine that there is a lot of speculation about, you know, whether the virus might still be out there, how many people might unwittingly be asymptomatic, and I guess it would have been some reassurance when they did that community testing at your local supermarket.
Yeah, look, that was great. I mean, there's a case of taking 300 random people, and in a district of our size, that's a reasonable sampling. And it was completely clear. So that gave me a lot of confidence that, in fact, we don't have the virus in town. And I know there's been a couple of other random tests done around a couple of backpackers and the like. At this point, we'd be pretty confident that we're in good shape.
Wanted to talk to you a bit about migrant workers, because there was a story we spotted today where some international workers who are in Queenstown are feeling a bit unwelcome, seeing things on social media, telling them to go home, that sort of thing. Have you heard from any migrant workers and how they are doing?
I've got daily contact with migrant workers. I come across a lot of them and go to the supermarket and find them there. They're quite worried. So they don't qualify for benefits that Kiwis do. So we've had to find some ways to help them, obviously with food vouchers and other assistance. But I really do get quite concerned seeing this stuff about anti-migrant worker. We have to remember that these people came here, they worked in the tourism industry, They helped us create what ended up being New Zealand's largest industry. And it's totally unfair to say, oh, well, now you can all pop off home. Some will. Not all migrant workers are the same. Some are here on short-term holiday work visas, and yes, they will all depart when they're able. But some have been here for 6, 7, 8, 9 years, and you know, they've paid their taxes. They've been a part of New Zealand. Some have even got children who have been born here. So, you know, it's a little bit rough to say, yes, off you go.
Any other issues while you've got the ear of New Zealand? Anything you need help with, empathy with, assistance?
Look, I think the message that we would give is that when travel is available, we really want Kiwis to come and pay us a visit. The town will be open and welcoming, and any concerns anybody had about having to jostle with too many other visitors are long gone. You will thoroughly enjoy your time when you come to Queenstown. And we're really hoping for an excellent ski season. Lots of snow on the hills today as we speak. So, yes, come and pay us a visit.
Yeah, it'll be just in time for ski season. Is this sort of realistic for level two that people might get on a plane to Queenstown? I know we'll get the official announcement on Thursday, but is level two, you know, Queenstown open for business again?
Yes, it's so long as we can get visitors here. There's no point in doing that if we haven't got any visitors, but let's assume that we are able to travel under level two. Yep, we expect to see visitors in town.
What's the council grappling with at the moment? What's the thorny issue? I know you've got a meeting this afternoon.
Look, council business goes on. This afternoon's issues are non-COVID related. It's just business as usual stuff. But look, the principal two issues for us at present are kickstarting the economy and dealing with the large numbers of unemployed that we will have in our district.
Well, Queenstown Lakes District Mayor Jim Bolts, thanks for spending some time chatting to us today. Good luck for the announcement on Thursday and going forward, and I really appreciate your time.
Good on you. Cheers. Bye.